On the show today, we have Kubera Consulting's Victor Coro and the Foundation's Gigi Highland and CUNA's very own Samira Salem, all talking about the Credit Union Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Collective and what it means for the credit union industry. You don't want to miss this one, so check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about CUNA Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and what a show we have today. We have a complete square of some of our industry's most esteemed dignitaries. And I'm going to start with some introductions here. First of all, we have CUNA's VP of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Samira Salem. Samira, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us today. And then we have right next to you, we have the Foundation's Executive Director, Gigi Highland. Gigi, how are you today?
I am great, Mike. It's always great to see your smiling face. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, appreciate it as well. I know you have a busy schedule, so thanks for taking time out of your schedule. And then last but not least, Mr. Victor Coro from Kubera Consulting. Victor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike, and thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, thanks for taking... Well, we're here for a very important reason, and I'm going to start with you, actually, Victor, because you seem to be the instigator of all this going on here. You guys have created the DEI Collective, the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Collective. Let me get my pronunciation here right. So, what is it, and why did you start it, Victor? I'm going to start with you.
Well, the collective really is it's a group information of organizations within the credit union space, within the industry, that really mind, that really care, that really want the advancement of diversity, equity, and inclusion, because it's an integral part of what we do. And we've noticed that the industry is thirsty for that knowledge of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And basically, it's thirsty for it because then we can put together our reason to be or our philosophical foundation, which is to provide financial access to inclusion. And then there's a business case behind it. If we include all the segments of our society, of a beautiful multicultural country, then the credit unions thrive, they grow, and they are relevant.
Yeah, indeed. And Samira, I mean, how did this start?
Well, Victor likes to tell this story.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, Victor, Angela, and I were invited to participate on a panel at the ACUL, I believe it was like a December meeting. And we were talking about DEI. And it was probably one of the first times that I was involved in a panel like that. And afterwards, it became very apparent that there was a lot of interest. And that we had a number of organizations in the movement that are kind of working in the same space, maybe coming at it from different angles. And hey, wouldn't it be great to be able to create a space where we could coordinate, collaborate in the spirit of stronger together? And I have to say that you know, give credit where credit is due, and this has really been Victor's, you know, real insistence and kind of like herding cats. Like, we were all super, I think, committed to the idea, but trying to get everybody's schedules to mesh. But he's managed to do it, and here we are.
Right on. And Gigi, I'm going to come to you. You're always involved in the really cool projects that really move the needle in this industry, and this one is right there in the mix for sure. So what is the mission, and what are you guys trying to resolve here, or trying to accomplish, rather?
Well, thanks, Mike. And I'm sorry if my internet connection is a little slow.
There might be a little delay.
Sorry about that. So first of all, let me say, I remember that meeting that Samira was just talking about, and it was one of those meetings in Craigian land where like the sky opened up and angels started singing, because it was this sort of 1-2 punch of talking about financial inclusion. The league presidents had asked me to talk about sort of financial well-being. Mm-hmm. And then right after that session, Samira and Angela and Victor just took that and they went to the moon with it. And it was like this great combination of financial inclusion and DEI together. And I think that's sort of this great, yeah, what, this is what Craigians are all about. It's people helping people. And that means that we help all people, not just some people, it's all people. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, that meeting was fabulous. So what we're trying to do here is to just help credit unions really understand that DEI is a way of fulfilling the credit union mission, that financial inclusion really equals people helping people. And this is baked into our cooperative principles, and it's baked into who we are as credit unions. And as Victor said, you know, this is a journey. This is not just the DEI collective is created and now we're done. This is, you know, come along with us for this journey as we ensure that everyone can have inclusion through credit unions.
Yeah, this just seems like a natural move for the industry. I mean, it's just so synonymous of what credit unions are all about. This is the wheelhouse here. And so, Victor, I'm going to come to you on this one. So what does it mean for credit unions to be involved in something like this? What does it mean to a credit union?
I would say, at least to begin, you know, what we're noticing is that many credit unions are seeing the changing face of America. You know, our country is becoming more and more multicultural. And with that, obviously, different consumers with different patterns of behavior come and ask for products and services at our credit unions. So credit unions really do need to be curious as to who is within their field of membership. So, you know, the first thing to do is really to notice your demographics. Do a little bit of research on that. And there's a lot of free sources for that. If a credit union really wants to know, actually go to the school board and ask, can I see how many schools are going to be built in our community? And also see, obviously, the poverty rates and really ask CUNA or one of our family of companies in the Caribbean space, you know, who do you see as underserved? Because that's what we're seeing. Caribbeans have a lot of opportunity to serve people that do not have any financial services. So to sum it up, basically be curious. That's the way to start, just being curious about it.
Yep, that's how great things start, curiosity for sure. And I'm going to ask each one of you, like, why are you involved? Samira, why are you involved in CUNA as well? Why are you and CUNA involved in this? I mean, I think the answer is obvious, but I just would enjoy getting your takes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll speak to CUNA first.
Okay.
So CUNA's been on a journey to advance DEI, you know, throughout the credit union system for the last 2 years, and also looking internally. You know, DEI is a shared credit union cooperative principle, and as the largest credit union trade association, CUNA is committed to advancing DEI, and so it was a natural for us to get involved as a founding member of the collective. To amplify the work of our system partners, to provide support, and you know, to also provide advocacy and training and all that that we bring to the collective. So I think it was just a natural fit, and just personally, how could I put this? You know, DEI really speaks to both the heart and the head for me, right? I completely connect to the values piece, but I also understand that this is important work when it comes to continuing to better serve an expanding and changing marketplace,
yeah.
Right? If credit unions want to continue to do that, remain vibrant and growing and relevant, it's going to be important for a movement to deepen diversity, equity, and inclusion. And, you know, that's my conviction, and I just feel so fortunate to be able to work on this in this space, you know, with credit unions who are so uniquely positioned within the financial services sector, unlike any of our competitors, to do this work. And also to be able to work with all of the partners to the CU DEI Collective, really, really an amazing group committed to advancing this work.
Indeed. And Gigi, I'm going to pose the same question to you. I mean, personally and professionally, the foundation, and then you as well. Why are you guys involved?
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna sound like I'm repeating Samira a lot because she and I, we all have a mind meld on this. That's why we formed the collective. But from the foundation's perspective, when we think about what we do to ignite and inspire and respond, the inspire piece is all about helping credit unions leverage cooperative values today in 2020 and beyond, and to serve people, all people, in a way that advances financial well-being, because our mission is to be a catalyst to improve people's financial lives through credit unions. And so for us, the idea of financial inclusion, or as we've termed it, financial democracy, is just absolutely in line with and testament to the cooperative principles that are the foundation, pun fully intended, of our system. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's what we believe. Right. So for us, that's a natural fit to make sure that we're inclusion. You know, personally, very similar to Samira, for me, this is not only credit unions who they are, but it's also the opportunity to stay relevant as we go forward, because our country is changing. The needs of consumers are changing. How people can manage their finances in an increasingly complex world where they have to manage them versus relying on an employer to have a pension and just that's their retirement, as one example. The health-wealth connection, which you and I have talked about so often, you know, it's becoming more and more complex, and consumers need credit unions. All consumers need credit unions, regardless of race, ethnicity, who you love, how you worship. It is meant to be inclusive for everybody.
Agreed. And Victor, tell me about the pledge here. I mean, I want to go back a bit. The timing of this is just ideal. And so it's almost serendipitous, you know. All the things kind of fell into place at this time of where things, like Gigi was saying, we're going through so much change right now. It's mind-boggling how much change we're going through. So tell me about the timing of it, and then I want to add on to the pledge. Tell me about the pledge as well, being part of this organization or this group.
Yeah, everything sort of aligned, as you said, and we've been working on the collective for, you know, a year and a half, until the pandemic hit. And, you know, with the pandemic, everything changed. One of the things that the pandemic revealed is that how disproportionately is affecting different communities. Yeah. And so, you know, that's when we find that people helping people philosophy is very important, because, again, we're in the business of inclusion. And, you know, the most vulnerable populations are the ones that need those credit unions. So credit unions are, you know, always been an agent, a conduit, a tool for human development and for community development. Mm-hmm. And we do this through inclusion. So it kind of came to the fore. We got to do this. Then in the middle of the pandemic, then we start a national dialogue on race relations and you know, we saw the murder of George Floyd, and that actually provoked basically a reaction from all of us in the collective, in which at 10 a.m., after that weekend, getting texts, getting emails, getting calls, we got to talk. That sense of community, you know, we've been working on this diversity, equity, and inclusion, and at that point, it was our friends, our brothers and sisters from the Black community that we were, how can we help? So at 10 a.m., we send basically an email saying, you know, can we meet at noon? At noon, all of the collective was there. Wow. Listening. And it was a heavy, emotional, tearful conversation between all of us. And basically, the MO of the conversation was like, enough. We need to do something. We need to pronounce, to make a pronouncement as an industry. But we want the voices of our Black community and African American community to be heard. And we want them to tell us how we can help. Because things came up in those organizations, even though I'm a person of color, I've never heard of those before. So it turned into this kind of like a healing thing. And from that came the idea of doing basically a pledge, because the thing that we had in common in that call is that we all wanted to do something. So action was what came up. And, you know, as a consultant at Coopera, that's many of the things, that's the most common question that I hear from credit unions. How do I start? Right. I think we're beyond the why we need to do this to the how.
Oh, yeah.
And so the pledge actually serves as a, not a roadmap, but really it has at least 20 ideas of things that you can do as a credit union, as a league, as a CUSO, as a part of the larger credit union system, to commit to doing something and to committing to change. And this is actually ties directly into what the African American coalition is doing. You know, they have a big campaign on this commitment to change. Mm-hmm. And we tied that pledge to exactly what our friends and brothers and sisters from the African American community wanted to do. And again, as we have this precious tool, a credit union, to really change and bring change and bring development. That's how we did it. Mm-hmm. We came out with an industry-wide, a call to the industry to unite for change and to take action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the, as you were talking, I was thinking about that. We've been talking a lot about change for a really long, long time. But it took some unfortunate incidents out there, some injustices out there, to really make us check ourselves and take action. And so this is action. This is really, I have the pledge on my other monitor here, Victor, and I'm reading it. And it's like, this is real action here. And the great thing about this is that it's stemming from credit unions, which is almost like the cherry on top of the ice cream, of the chocolate sundae. So really, really cool stuff here. And Gigi, I want to get your take on that as well. I mean, we've been talking for a long time, but now this is action, and it's really cool to see. So I want to get your take on that as well.
Well, you know, Mike, and I know Samira's going to laugh at me here, I kind of have a bias towards action. You know, get off your duff and do something.
Yes.
So I am, you know, I'm humbled, I'm proud to be part of literally cooperation amongst cooperatives to get this DEI collective not only up and running with Victor's unwavering, tireless efforts, but also to get the pledge. Because as Victor said, you know, this has to be a conversation with all of us in what do we need to advance this, and what do we need, what does this have to look like? And so as Victor just said so eloquently, the conversation after the murder of George Floyd with our African American Black colleagues, say what does this need to be? You know, that's what this journey and this conversation has to be with all different populations and with all different needs and people to truly ensure inclusion. So it's humbling. It's a lot of work ahead, a lot of conversations ahead, but you know, I am so inspired by this group that has initially come together to do this, and truly humbled that the foundation can be a part of it and to do what we do in our lane to continue to move it forward.
Yeah, indeed. And Samira, like Gigi said, there's a lot of work to be done for sure, but this is the beginning. So what's next? What's next on the plate for the DEI collective? I'm sitting on pins and needles wanting to know more.
Well, I'll start off, and I know that that Victor has a lot of thoughts on this, and Gigi as well. So I'll just kind of throw out a couple of things that, you know, are in the works for us. One of the things that we talked about initially was to be able to bring all of our resources together and to create some sort of repository, some sort of platform. And, you know, we're in the process of standing up this website, which we hope will be a place where we can, add a lot of resources that credit unions that are interested in the journey, on the journey at various places, will be able to access and, you know, go to get all sorts of resources that are relevant to credit unions and the financial services industry, and that will help them to move along their journey. So not only resources, but in terms of, you know, how-tos and that sort of thing, but also resources in terms of potentially organizations and other credit unions that are working towards the same goals, trying to build this sort of supportive network. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, kind of ambitious, but I think, you know, we're all on board to kind of drive this for the collective and the industry.
Right on. And Victor, immediate goals, long-term goals?
Well, immediately what we want to do is people to visit the website. So here it is, CUDEICollective.org. So that's important. And then second immediate thing that you can do is actually sign the pledge. And if you want to sign the pledge as an organization, you actually send your logo to info@CUDEICollective.org. And basically, you know, we are all volunteering to actually field these questions, put up the website and all of that in true collaboration. The website came along that same week that, we met and made the pledge. The pledge was supposed to be first a PDF document, but in a conversation between myself and Renee Sandywhite from the African American Coalition, she said, I will put the money up so we can actually buy the domain the website. And that website was done that one night.
Now so, that's action. That's action.
You can tell that there was a pent-up energy there and a will to do it. So there's a will, there's a way to do it. And then, to go further, we are actually, now that we are in this space talking together, we see so many commonalities that we all want to go to the same place. So now, for example, Inclusive is collaborating with Coopera to do something related to CDFI certification, removing all of those barriers within the industry so they embrace faster and faster DEI. You know, Gigi and then the foundation, we actually put together a video in the midst of all the pandemic in Spanish, because we have to be mindful of those consumers that don't understand English. Mm-hmm. What's going on with this pandemic? How is my service going to be given to us? Any credit union can do that. So again, we're seeing all these synergies, and I hate that word, but all this collaboration really between us. And it's a lot easier when we already have a group that really minds this, is very focused, in spite that we collaborate and compete in certain things, but we are all thinking about ultimately the member and the viability long-term of the industry.
Indeed. And Gigi, how can credit unions get involved here? Not only credit unions, but I'm sure a number of leagues and associations and, well, everybody for that matter. How can they get involved here? What can they do to do their part and step up?
Yeah, well, Mike, I think you touched upon it early on in this conversation, but and Victor underscored it. People need to have curiosity around how a variety of different people live and interact with the financial services system and just interact in our society. So there's that curiosity. And I think that's the starting point. Empathy is a big part of it as well. What might it be like to walk in those shoes? What would it feel like? What would I be seeing? What would I be hearing? What would I be saying? What would I be doing? So it's kind of that walk a mile in another's shoes. That's a real starting point for people, because that's the, I can see myself, or I can imagine what that might be like. And when that happens, particularly when there's injustice and inequity, that's what spurs, I think, the activism and the either that's not right or I need to do something about that. So I think for credit unions, the first and foremost is do the work, understand the issues, learn, ask questions, have dialogue, particularly with your Latinx, African American, Black employees, really understand the depth of the issue. And then from there, have a conversation of what are the next steps for us? What should we do as an institution? What are things that right now are in the way of potentially a variety of different populations being burdened by what we're doing as a credit union? Mm-hmm. So having that, and I'm hearing Angela Russell in my mind from CUNA Mutual Group, do that equity analysis and see who's burdened, who's benefiting. And then once a credit union does that, you know, take action, you know, sign the pledge, take action and be open and curious and learn along the way. There are a lot of resources, as both Samira and Victor talked about, that we'll be accumulating. But again, this is a journey that we are all on, and curiosity and conversation and learning together and vulnerability are really key. And they sound so simple, Mike, but you've got to start from a place where you are willing and open to seeing what you might not see every day.
No doubt. And it's all about just keeping one foot in front of the other, that journey you're talking about, Gigi. It's like, we got to keep moving on that journey. You got to, you know, forget the rest stops. Let's keep one foot going in front of the other and keep moving in this thing for sure. All right, guys, I'm sure you guys have a lot on your plates, so I want to be respectful of your time. But any other final words of wisdom here, Samira, Victor?
Just said keep looking, keep going into the website, because you know we're building it. This is a journey that usually, when I characterize it, is as something that is a marathon without a finish line. Something that we start, just keep running, yeah. And then just keep looking for that and support and commit to change. We have a wonderful industry with a wonderful business model to improve communities. And let's maximize what we can do with our mission.
Indeed. Samira, any final words?
You know, I think probably piggybacking off of what Gigi had said, there's a lot of interest in this topic, and there are a lot of really amazing resources out there. So I think one of the first steps is to go out and, you know, begin that process of educating yourselves, learning more about it, and learning how this is relevant, and thinking about how this is relevant to your credit union, to your members. Oh, yeah. And there are partners out here. We're willing to support and want to support your journey. So please know CUDEI Collective is out here, and you know, one of our goals, probably the most important, is to support the credit union movement as we move forward and deepen DEI.
Indeed. Well stated. Gigi, I'll let you have the final word to wrap up here.
Just amen, sister and brother. Sorry to be, you know, but that's, Samira and Victor said it beautifully, you know, learn, grow, be with us, rely on us. And, you know, thank you, Mike, for your willingness to cover really important initiative and to kind of spread the news about it. We want all credit unions to sign this pledge and to focus on this. It's so important for the health and wealth of not only our members, but our credit unions.
Yeah, more than happy to be the conduit here for sure, Gigi. Thank you. And there it is again. Victor has the website, cudeicollective.org. Go now, put your name down, get involved, all that good stuff. All right, guys, thanks again. Appreciate it. Congratulations on this. This is really, again, the timing and the action. It's really, really inspiring. And best of all, it's coming from Credit Union. So that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool deal all the way around. So good job. And look forward to next steps, keeping track of all of this stuff. It'll be exciting. Exciting.
Very exciting. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it. And be well. Thank be safe. You.